Here's another one. I have to tell you a short story about it because it makes absolutely no sense unless you know the story. That's not a good thing to say about a poem. In Central Asia, in Samarkand, Samarkand is a very great and beautiful city and one of the oldest, surely, in the world. There are ruins on the edge of the city. In this decade, Samarkand celebrated officially its 2500th anniversary as a city. And on the edge of the city, at the ruins of Afrasiab, which are some of the richest archaeological ruins in the world, they are finding evidence which turns out to be about twice that old. Anyway, the city is full of marvelous medieval mosques, the ruins of mosques, and some of them are terribly impressive, even as ruins, and what they must have been when they were whole, it staggers the imagination. One of these is the Bibi Hanum Mosque. It's a great ruin there, right in the old city, and it towers 60 meters high or something. But legend has it, Bibi Hanum was Tamerlane's favorite wife. He had 600 or so. She was his favorite. And she was said to be the most beautiful woman in the world in her time. And Tamerlane was extremely jealous. And you know, Tamerlane was always going off to conquer things, conquer distant parts of the world. And on one occasion, he went away on what we Kiowas sometimes call a raiding expedition. And he was gone for a couple of years. And in his absence, Bibi Hanum decided to present him upon his return with a present. And she wanted it to be the greatest present that had ever been given to a man. And so she sought out the greatest architect, and she directed him to build a mosque for Tamerlane, and he should have it ready when Tamerlane returned. And sure enough, it came about that this magnificent mosque was constructed. But in the course of the construction, the architect fell head over heels in love with Bibi Hanum. And so, just at a crucial stage of the construction, he came to her and he said, "Bibi, baby, I am hopelessly in love with you. And I cannot sleep. I can think of nothing else. I cannot survive another day unless you kiss me." And Bibi Hanum was horrified. She said, "No, no, 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 you don't understand. Choose any other of Tamerlane's wives, but leave me alone." But he persisted, and so everything was at a standstill, and the situation was becoming rather desperate. And so, Bibi Hanum brought the architect some colored eggs, and she said to him, "You see how these appear to be different, one from another, but inside, they are all alike, and so it is with women." And the next day, the architect brought to Bibi Hanum two vials of clear liquid, and he said, "You see how these vials appear to contain the same thing, but one is water and the other is vodka." And so before, in the face of that logic, She simply withered away, you know? And she said, "Kiss me, you fool." And so he kissed her, and he kissed her with such passion that he left a mark on her face. And you know who came home just at that moment in history. And there, from there on, the legend just disintegrates. You know, one version has it that Tamerlane threw Bibi Hanum off the highest tower of the mosque. And don't even ask what he did to the architect. But I was intrigued by that legend. And so I wrote this poem. You didn't think I was going to get around to that, did you? This is called Bibi Hanum Mosque. The eggs were of different colors, each one like a stone in the shallows of the Zarafshan. My Lord Tamerlane, I have been true. When you were gone to the south, I remembered you. And here is the proportion. This architecture is the sign, the whole geometry of my devotion. The architect confounded me with water and with wine, and now is the stain of his dark ardor at my mouth.